Greetings to the congregation. Thank you for coming to worship along with us. We have seen faces that we have not seen for a long time here. We thank the Lord for that. We also welcome those who are worshiping online through live stream. The title of the message is Still Not Knowing God. How do we say that we do not know God? So, there's a story about two explorers went to a forest in Africa, and suddenly a lion jumped in front of them. This lion was very angry. And the other said, "We still remember what we read from the book that was reading. If you just stand right up, you'll look at the lion, and the lions will be afraid and turn away." And the other one said, "You've read that? I also read that story. But I don't know if the lion has already read that or not." Maybe the fear is always an issue that we always have. There's another story talking about the three friends. They were shipwrecked, and they found themselves on an island. And they saw a small metal box, and they opened up, and then there's a genie appear. And the genie said, "Because you have saved me, I will make you a favor. I will give you each one a wish. So three of you, each one will have a wish. Whatever you want, I will do it." Then the other one, I wish that I can be home. Poof. That the first one was transported to home. The second one saw that, "I also want to be home." Poof. Then the second person went home. But the third person said, he was so feel so lonely. No, I don't want to be here by myself. I want them to come back." And genie, poof, the two friends came back. And our life is always in a cycle of fear that though we have faith, that my life would not escape the fear. Maybe we still not knowing God yet when we're still in fear. When David said, "Though I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me." Though means that even though that word doesn't say that he was in trouble, but even if he's in trouble, he's still afraid of death. But he said, "When I walk to the valley of death, I will not fear any evil, for God is with me." And the issue is, do we know the Lord? The relationship, the experience, the sweet experience with God. So David said, "Though I walk in the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me." So David's first step doesn't look at the current situation, but looking at, focus on the Lord. And this is something that teaches us, each one of us, to can see and focus on the Lord, whether and not just look at our current situation that causes to fear. And that is the deterrence. Let's pray for guidance as we learn the Word of God. Dear our Father, loving Father, we give thanks to you because you have loved each one of us, and you have purchased us from darkness and brought into your light, and give us the position of your son and daughter. So sometimes we still live in our sin. We let our sin to dominate us. Please have mercy. If we committed sin that we did not repent, that we have no relationship with you, we thought that we belong to you, may you correct us and save us from that condition. This morning, bring each of us closer to you. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, and through this storm that we have read, we have read in Mark, there are three aspects that we, the apostle have gone through certain things that you and I can also be in the same situation as the apostle during the storm. The first point is that following the Lord, but not yet transformed. The second condition is that call on the Lord, but lacking of faith. The third point is we follow the Lord, but do not know him. That's first thing about the first point, following the Lord, but not yet transformed. In the afternoon, he said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. And Jesus and his disciples must follow Jesus there. Others followed Jesus, but the boat that Jesus rode, only the apostles were in the boat with Jesus. There were other boats also. The apostles, those are always belong to Jesus. They have been chosen to Jesus and always next to Jesus. And Jesus has chosen 12 apostles and they became those has a special responsibility so that they were established as apostles. And that responsibility is Jesus has chosen to establish his church on this earth when Jesus left earth. In the Bible, there are only 14 persons that has the title apostle. That's the 12 apostles that was chosen first. Then after Judas Iscariot has betrayed Jesus, and then there are two more. And those two, Matthias, and he was adopted into the apostleship. And after that, Paul was also called, became an apostle to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. And outside of that, there's no other has the title of apostle. And the 14 apostle is the foundation so God can build the church based on the faith of those apostles. And today we have the Apostles' Creed, and that is the faith based on what the apostle believe. And so God requires the apostles to build his church during the church age. And first in Jerusalem, when the gospel has been preached to the Gentiles, there's no more title apostle. There would be pastor, like prophet, like teacher as title, but there is no more apostle title. So when we think about these apostles here, they are the one follow Jesus, but they have not been called. These are not the ones that follow once a week. And every day, these apostles follow Jesus. They eat with Jesus. They sleep with Jesus daily. Very close relationship. Maybe the time they are facing this storm, they follow maybe 1 or 2 years already. But there is something that the apostle still very apart, far from Jesus. Maybe we think about you and I, have we followed Jesus? Are we truly close to the Lord? Or maybe we are also apart from Jesus that we do not know. In July, I have shared the evidence of Jesus, or the evidence of Jesus. And Jesus said, right now, we believe you. Jesus asked them, do you really believe? Do you say you believe, but do you really believe? Because sometimes we thought that we believe in God. The apostle, they follow Jesus. They sleep with us. Whatever Jesus commanded, they do. Jesus said, let's all go over to the other side. Then they immediately followed the command. They brought Jesus into a boat. And us, when we are commanded to follow Jesus on Sunday, yes, we will. To read the Bible, yes, we read the Bible. To tithe, yes, we bring gifts and offering. But maybe Jesus said, do you really believe in me? Why did Jesus ask that question? Because at this point, they follow command, but Jesus said, at the time, all of you will withdraw from me and run from me. There will be something. Do we truly, Jesus apostle, or only a thinking in our mind, some emotion, thinking that we belong to God? The apostle has gone through the experience. Jesus said, after a short time, you will be dispersed, and you will leave me alone here. Jesus said to his apostle, faith, is it true faith? You and I follow Jesus, but how about our life? Have we been transformed? When we look at the apostle, the Bible has recorded, saw that the condition of the apostle in Matthew chapter 19 talk about when Jesus preached the gospel and the crowd brought a young child, asked Jesus to bless the child, but the Bible said about the apostle, the apostle said, do not bring the children here. And that made Jesus not happy. And Jesus said, let the children come to me. Do not forbid them. And he put his hand on them and blessed them. Maybe the apostle's perspective about children is very short-sighted. They are just little children. It's not important. They will bother Jesus, but will make difficult for Jesus to carry out his mission. Do not bring the children. The apostle said, but in the eyes of the Lord, a child or an adult has a same value. And that soul must be saved from darkness. So now, Jesus wants the adult or a child, let the children come to me. In our life today, there are certain parents just not concerned about the spiritual growth of their children. If we have time, we will bring them to church. If not, we'll be still. And all the parents, it must be responsible for the spiritual growth of their children, because this is the inheritance God gives them to be children of God. You and I to receive responsibility before God. So when our child could not come to worship the God, or is not there to study the Word of God, the parents has responsible for that, because we inherit that from the Lord, our children from the Lord. But maybe some reason that prevent us to come to the church, to bring our children to the church, or maybe we do not want to listen, or we do not like any of teachers, and I would not let my children to go, then the devil will deceive us in that aspect and prevent us from learning the Word of God. That is our responsibility for our children. Maybe we thought we are the follower of Jesus, but maybe we are the stumbling block for our children. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 23, and the apostle was walking with Jesus on Zion, north of Jerusalem. Jesus wanted a time to be close to the apostle, and there is a Canaanite woman asking him. She has a very important need. Her daughter was demon possessed, and she wanted Jesus to heal her. There is a true need from this Canaanite woman, and they were suffering. His daughter, her daughter, and Jesus said, when this Canaanite woman continued to fall, tell Jesus, heal my daughter, Jesus. And she pleaded with Jesus, and the apostle said, please, shoo her away. She was bothering us. And the apostle said, she continued to plead, and the apostle was really angry about her. And the apostle wanted Jesus to shoo her away. But through this Jesus, through this one has a great faith, this Canaanite woman. And Jesus said, I could not give bread to give it to the puppy. And she said, Canaanite said, the dog could not eat the crumb, but eat the food, but can eat the crumb that fall from the table. And Jesus said, this woman has the greatest faith. And this is something that will heal her daughter because of her faith. And maybe some other have a need to be close to church, but sometimes we are this stumbling block. This is somebody that is bothering me. Or we say the other one has caused us some harm. I'm not comfortable with this person. And we become the stumbling block for that person to come close to Jesus. We have many other relatives, many friends of our friends as well. And anybody cause you some uncomfortable feeling? Are they looking at our lives that cause them not to approach the Lord Jesus? I don't want to get connection with those people because they bother me. They don't do me any good. Our lives, when we follow Jesus, but we are still the stumbling block for others to come to Jesus. And we feel that they are bothering us so much. In Luke chapter 22, they're talking about the when Jesus says, one of you will betray me. Who is betraying Jesus? They asked among themselves. And they were trying to discuss who is enduring somebody else. Who is the greatest among us? They only thought one of the other one will betray us and not me. And because I'm not a bad person, I'm always a one loving Jesus. I'm doing all the Jesus and. And they were arguing among each other. Who among them would be the greatest? Who will be the greatest among them? Why did they change the question of Jesus? Who will betray me? And so, the trap that devil will put us forward is to trip us up. Maybe we can see the weakness in others, but not seeing our own weakness. And that causes us that we must be the most honored person among the crowd. But Jesus says, you are, when you become the follower of Jesus, whoever wants to be greatest must be the smallest. The greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves, Jesus. You and I want to serve? Do you want to be the most smallest? No. And so that's why if the apostle following Jesus 1 or 2 years, and even now they argue whether who is the greatest. Each day following Jesus, 365 days a year, they still working, they are arguing among themselves. They live in their flesh. They live for something that seek honor for themselves. If we only see the weakness of the other, that we could not see the wrong in ourselves, then that will lead us to be arrogant because I'm the greatest. So the apostle has followed Jesus but has not been transformed, though each day they sleep and eat with Jesus. Let's look at ourselves. There is something in our life. There is a certain aspect has not been transformed. Then we ask for mercy from the Lord to transform us. Because who is in Christ must be a new creature. This is the principle that will not change. We cannot live in the old way, but must be transformed. The second point, that is, call on the Lord, but lacking of faith. And that is, there was a storm, and then the boat was overwhelmed with water, but Jesus was in the back, sleeping, and Jesus was in the storm, sleeping, and pushing the disciple, walking, and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" There was a sudden storm. That means this storm was not part of their prediction. And among the apostles were fishermen. So they look at the sky. They can tell whether there will be a storm or not. But when Jesus said, "Let's go to the other side," they can estimate how long will it take and whether the weather is good or not. However, when they were saying, "Suddenly the storm appeared," that weather was not part of their prediction by them looking at the sky. And today, in the Galilee Sea, when the storm raged, the waves could be 4 to 8 feet. And so that with all those tall waves and the water overflowed the boat. And this is something happened. And the boats that the apostle were using is not for the storm, but here a storm suddenly appeared that caused them to be very confused. He said, "Oh, teacher, don't you care we drown?" The apostle was afraid, right? Yes, they were afraid. If you and I were in the same boat, would we be afraid? Maybe we also were afraid. And we would say, "Jesus, oh, teacher, teach us, don't you care that we would drown?" But Jesus said, though David said, "Though I walk to the valley of shadow of death, I will not fear any evil, for the Lord is with me." That is, David can please the Lord is that the relationship to recognize that the Lord is the one we worship is with us. And He is with us. The problem is not just a recognition, but it is a relationship with God. That our God is very close to us, and that is the reason when he walked through the valley of shadow of death, David would fear no evil. But though we can go over the river, we will not fear any evil, for the Lord is with me, David said. Dear congregation, today, maybe we also say, and we pray to the Lord, "Oh God, oh God, do you care that my son has a fever, high fever? Do you care that we have COVID? Our relative has COVID. Dear God, do you care for the economic condition of our family or not?" There are many other things that we call to the Lord. "Oh, dear Lord, do you care that we would die? Would God care? Of course. there is no need between for you and me that not would not be concerned. When Jesus was sleeping, it doesn't mean that Jesus didn't care. It doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't know, but because the peace of the Lord is in Jesus, so He does not let the storm let be afraid of the storm. The apostle though has Jesus in the same boat, but they don't have Jesus in their heart, and that is the reason they were afraid. And they call, "Teacher, would you care that we drown?" They were so afraid. Dear congregation, if there is no storm, there is nothing danger happens to the apostle. But there's no dangers appear. The apostle has nothing to fear. But there is nothing to fear. How can Jesus test their faith? And if someone like the apostle cannot be tested, that spiritual cannot grow. When we sow, we do not grow. How can we have the kind of faith that is required? Maybe in some ways, danger is the condition that God allowed to happen to have our faith to grow. That is the principle of the word. And something, they did not plan for this danger to happen, but the Lord allowed it to happen. And Jesus allowed this so that the faith of the apostle can grow, can be tested and grow. When He said, "Be still," and Jesus returned and to the apostle, "Why don't you afraid? You have no faith," Jesus said. The apostle, would they have faith? Yes. They do many miracles and push out demons and preach the gospel. And Jesus said, "How could you have no faith?" They follow many years with Jesus. They left behind their relatives and parents and their nets to follow Jesus. They must have faith. That right at this time, Jesus said, before the storm, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith about our life? We have come to become the apostle." Maybe your friends and your relatives do not accept. Maybe our life, maybe there are struggling or some danger appears to us. How could we have not faith? But if there is a storm that allows to happen into our life, and Jesus will ask, "Oh, children, do you have no faith?" Or Jesus say, "Very good servant, you have great faith." When we face something of a sudden, danger can appear. But now Jesus is looking at his apostle, there is no faith in them. When a person has no faith, they pray with the Lord. What do they pray about? They can pray, "Dear Lord, are you not afraid that we will drown?" They are afraid they will die. And so, the Lord, "Do you not see that our life will be drowned? Would you not be concerned?" This is pray without faith. When your life and mine see the problems greater than our God, and our prayer that, "Dear God, can you do it according to my wish?" And that is a prayer without faith. And because that prayer is something not to ask God to do what we want, but to make our thinking to be aligned with God's will. And that's our prayer in a proper way. When we put forward the issue of prayer, facing the struggling of this life. God, you have to do the way I want it. That is something, a prayer without faith. Not just to pray is good, but the prayer must have faith in it. The prayer without faith. God would not listen, because God said, when we pray, call on my name, that is something with faith. God will do it. That means that when we put according to God's will, dear God, please teach us in this particular situation, what is your will for me? That I will follow your will. And that is the prayer with faith. And so, the Bible said, without faith, there is no way to please the Lord. And without faith, and that prayer, God would not accept. God can answer that it will happen according maybe what we want. Or the Lord may answer, it is opposite of what we want when God answers. Maybe you and me wish. Maybe we wanted the situation, the economic situation, that we have a better job, but then we got laid off. Maybe everything happened opposite of what we want, that we prayed for the with the Lord. But the Lord has a concern. Yes, He is concerned with our need of His children. Yes, when? When we have a relationship with the Lord is close, is true. And sometimes if we have no relationship with the Lord, we will not pray with faith. And because our relationship does not exist, that we could not pray. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, like David says. We're not praying for us to cross the valley of death. But though it could happen, we would not be afraid. And if it happens, if God allows certain struggling, some danger in our life, I will not fear any evil, for the Lord is with me. And so when God answers us not according to our desire, then we have to know that Lord, the Lord is with us. And He is guiding our life according to His will. That is why we have peace with the Lord. In Daniel chapter 3, talk about the three friends of Daniel. He was facing with a difficult situation. They were persecuted of their faith under Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar has made a idol that everybody must worship this idol. But Daniel and three friends refused to worship that. And maybe there are other Israel's friends has chosen not to worship the idol that Nebuchadnezzar has established. And others kneel down and worship the idol that Nebuchadnezzar has made. And Daniel and his three friends said, no, we would not worship that idol. And they were persecuted and condemned before Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar said, now, I will give you one chance. When you hear all the trumpets, you must kneel down and worship the idol. Without it, I will throw you in the fire, and seven times hotter than the normal in him, to see if any God can save you from that. And so Nebuchadnezzar knew that the three friends would die. But Daniel and three friends, dear king, the God, the Lord can save us, is God. They knew it. The one who can save us of you is God, our God. However, if God does not save us, we would never kneel down before that idol. So we can say that God is one who saved us. But if we can say that if God does not save us, we would not kneel down before the idol. That faith is true faith. And so God looked at each of our lives. We followed the Lord many, many years, but do we have faith or not? Or we can pray without an effective answer from the Lord. God can answer, but not according to what we want, but according to the will of God. Because God knows what is best for us when He answered the prayer, when we have a relationship with the Lord. The first is for our faith to grow up. That's the purpose. May the Lord help us to follow Jesus and be transformed. Call on the Lord. Must have a faith that will be pleasing to God. The third point that we will talk about is we follow the Lord, but do not know Him. In this time, in verse 41, they said to each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey Him." Verse 41. They were the apostles. They have been following for 2 years and saw a miracle before the storm. And they were surprised and said, "Who is this?" This is the first time they saw the miracle from Jesus. Jesus has healed the lepers, the blind, the cripple, the demon possessed, many different miracles. They witnessed all these miracles. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and that now, before this miracle, they would ask the storm they has, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey Him." The congregation, all the apostles are the one close with the Lord daily, but they are estranged with God, with the Lord. Why? Why they are, I call them estranged, because they recognize that Jesus, our teacher, is a one who preached great sermons. No rabbis can preach like Jesus. Jesus that we follow is someone who performed miracles, many miracles. There is no other can perform miracles like Jesus. Even they can't experience these miracles themselves. And yet, when now before the storm, they put a question, "Who is this?" And that means they don't understand who Jesus is. They could not understand Jesus in the right way. Maybe in your life and mine, we have the same kind of sin. Many times we have received grace and the blessing, and we give thanks because the Lord has taken care of us. But maybe before a particular struggling condition, situation, maybe we lost our job. Maybe in this COVID has caused us few that take away our loved ones. And now we are questioning our own Jesus. Who is Jesus? Jesus has the authority on everything that we face. Our lives, if only recognize Jesus through a few miracles that God performed in our lives, then we still have not known God. When our lives, if just receive God through the Bible, then the Lord is still estranged to us, because faith in the Lord is a relationship. So each individual must have a relationship directly with the Lord Jesus. Without that relationship, that person is estranged to Jesus, even though they come to the church many times. Peter is the first apostle has called Jesus. When Jesus said, "Who do they call? No, they call you Jesus, Elisha, how about you? who do you call, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Son of God of the Most High. This is the first time apostle recognized that Jesus is the Son of the Most High, the Messiah, the Son of the Most High. And so Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And the recognition of Jesus is something that the Father must reveal to person, and that person could say that Jesus is the Son of God. And that was Peter. And Jesus give kudos to Peter. Blessed are you, Simon of Jonah. This was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. If we do not recognize that Christ is the Son of God, when we only know that this person could not recognize Jesus, this is only revealed by the Father in heaven. In the Greek language, the son of someone, that means that person is that man. It's like Barnabas is the son of the comfort. Barnabas was something who always comforting some other. So son, John and James are the two apostles. They have a hot temper. So Paul, that the son of Barnabas is the angry guy. And so that's how they work. So we call Jesus a son of the Most High. That means Jesus is God. A person can understand Jesus is God, is someone that has to be revealed by the Father to open our minds and our heart to receive that truth. And now the apostles know that Jesus performed miracles, and not just the miracles, but Jesus is God. He created the whole universe, so, and the storm, the wind, everything must obey under the authority of God. And so, God has the authority to calm the storm. And then Jesus say, be still, and the wind will calm down. New condition. If you and I recognize that the Lord is not normal, our God has authority in all the world, the entire universe. And because we know that God has that authority into the world, He has authority over each nation, the United States, the China, authority over Vietnam too. And if our God has authority to the whole world, then He has authority in each ruler of a country, though that person is a president or the prime minister of China. God has authority over them. He has authority over all the political events that is happening. Doesn't matter whether it's the party. God has authority over all political parties. Though the country of the world has many issues, maybe some natural disaster, the COVID, the pandemic, and all these natural things, God has authority over those events. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Can you say that? I will say, able to say, because the Lord is with us. But if our Lord is very small, you and I still be afraid. If we do not recognize that God is so small, so limited, then our fear is still with us. And so if we recognize the Lord perfectly, the fear will not be in us, because the Lord is with us. So let us, God bless through this. This is the apostle reaction. They have been chosen by the Lord. Maybe they still have not enough faith the way the Lord wanted them. thanks be to God, because that situation has been changed when God went to heaven. That God has given them responsibility because they will be established the church on earth. And the church has been established by these apostles. And the apostle no longer be the title after them, but their faith of each of those generation must be built on that foundation of the apostle. And in the everlasting life, Jesus said, your name is written on the foundation of heaven. They have completed their mission, their responsibility. How about you and me? There's a kid that's lost a toy boat on the lake. But now he was playing with the boat, and all of a sudden, the boat just outside of his reach, and he could not get into the lake to get the boat because he's so small. He could not swim. He could drown, but he has a thinking, very genius. He was smart. He took a stone and threw on beyond the boat. And then he continued to throw it. It caused a wave. And that wave is pushing that his toy boat toward him to the shore. And now he can reach out and took the boat. Your life and mine. Before God is the same way. When you and me are far away, maybe God is throwing some stone to cause some waves in our life. And those waves would lift up our faith before the Lord. And now we'll go back into the hand of the Lord. May the Lord help you and I to have an experience like David. Though I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. May God bless you. As all stand, we will read. Keep us one more time. Though I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Thank you, Lord, because you can see in our hearts that whether we have faith or not. You have used all the events in our lives, even though the storm that could make us afraid. But praise be to the Lord. Your will always better. You have used those to make our faith to grow so that we can become valuable instrument before you, that we can come into the everlasting with you. While we are still in our flesh, maybe we are thinking too shallow. May you save our life. If we thought that we have a strong faith, but that faith could not make us face the challenges in our lives, please forgive us and correct our faith. Improve our faith. Help us for our relationship be closer so that though we walk through the valley of shadow, that we will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. May it continue to be with us. Continue to lead your church until we see you again. We thank you because of your word have taught us a valuable lesson. We thank you because we see our brother and sister to come and worship. We are happy to see them because he said, let's come into the house of the Lord. May you bless each one of you. May God bless each one of us here to experience our faith in the Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name.